This is Film for Thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
So what could a sequel to a movie made about a sequel to a television show, which is really a satire of the buddy movie and really a satire of the type of crime show that 21 Jump Street was originally, what can it add to our experience as humans living in the world today? Well, it certainly can bring us to a place where we see movies themselves and their role in our lives in a different light. Is that a dramatic thing? Well, when movies are made this well, it is. The makers of this movie also made the very impressive Lego movie earlier in the year. And they seem to have a knack for really getting at the things that move us. And so here they've taken the buddy movie, just like in the first one, 21 Jump Street, and they've also added a layer of hyper-awareness to sequels in general. So in this case, they've pretty much announced that they're going to be doing everything they did the first time, but just not as funny, and it'll be worse. And in doing that, they sort of set themselves up to fail. Because it's hard to tell somebody like this that a joke's going to be funny and then tell them the joke and have it land well. Because the key to a lot of humor is lower expectations and surprise. So here, how can they make us laugh even when we know what the laughs are going to be, that the movie is going to essentially be the same movie but set in college? Well, they go way over the top with it. Gone are the needs to sort of have traditional scenes. So most of the scenes play as set pieces with quite funny comedic endings. Of course, there's the standard array of dildos and penis jokes that you would expect from a buddy movie set in college. But much more interesting are the split screen sort of drug scenes and the emotionally resonant, they end up in analysis together as gay partners, which is funny because the movie actually becomes a sort of safe place for homophobic awareness, and Channing Tatum plays that role on. So this is just a really intelligent movie with a couple of funny people. Channing Tatum underrated comedically, Jonah Hill properly overrated.